Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue an if you are an applicant or off, if you need to send application, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Vera. Are you calling today for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
We are calling to check the status of an existing case. My name is Aaron Jenkins. I'm calling with Mr. Sign on the phone. He's the applicant. And we're trying to find out if the county assistance office has uploaded his financial explanation form.
Okay, so can you spell the applicant's first and last name?
Go ahead, Mr. Sign.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, you do it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am, it's SahanMiree.
And your date of birth?
10/24/1970.
And your address?
2647 North 28th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19132.
Thank you for providing me with your personal information, and please note that we will not speak to anyone in regards to your application without your written or verbal permission. Do you mind if we discuss your case with the case manager on the line with us right now?
No, I do not mind.
Okay, so I do see that on 10/20 of 2025, they did put your case in what we call a closed status. You did have your reassessment call today between the hours of 11 and 11:30. Okay, so let me see something here.
I didn't receive
they
a
said
call
that you,
today.
You did not receive a call today?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Okay,
so what I would need to do is, when did you submit in any information to the county assistance officer?
I'm going to say 7 days ago, last Monday.
So this is what I see on 129 of 2026 and 12/23/2025, I see bank account information. 129 of 2026, I see bank account information. I do see that you did send in some bank account information, sir.
Okay, so you see his bank account information was submitted. You said that was on the 29th, so that was last week, correct?
Correct.
All right, so they uploaded it on the 29th. They haven't. And are there any notes that they've reviewed his statements as of yet?
There are no notes as of right now.
Okay.
Right now, we're waiting for them to let us know what has been, what they have looked at, what they are in need of. That's what we're waiting for right now.
Okay. Also, he sent a financial explanation letter a week ago. They did not upload that yet.
Let me see. It is a hardship letter?
Yeah. Probably so.
That was uploaded the same time on 129/2026.
Okay.
Along with the bank statements.
All right, that is perfect. What else? Oh, also, the Fed assessment and physician certification form, what are the dates for that?
Okay, so Mr. Marie, are you giving me permission to speak to the case manager concerning your documents that's on this case? Because he's not authorized on the case as of yet. Okay. So the dates on the level of care by the area agency on aging, that was done on 9/9 of 2025. The physician certification form was 9/15 of 2025.
All right, perfect. All right, so we have 12 months for that. So 129, bank statements and financial.
You have a year for that.
Yeah.
You have a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so we have the bank statements and we have the financial was actually uploaded on 129. So that
right.
is
So they have 45
thing.
Calendar days to give Mr. Marie a letter,
mm-hmm.
letting him know what he has been approved for from the time they received our information forward. And from the time that they have their documentation, they do have a 45 calendar day, not including weekends or holidays.
Question. They have 45 now. I know before it was 30. So that is official. The county assessor's office does have the 45 days instead of the original 30 days?
They have 45 calendar days instead of the original 90. 90 days is the full process of the community health tax waiver program.
What I'm saying is when they received the 1768, they used to have 30 days to review his application.
No, they always have 45. They received the PA 1768 on 9/15 of 2025. That's when they received it. Then he got a letter. They put it in. They received our information from Maximus on 9/15 of 2025.
So they received the 1768
from that point on
9/15
of 2025.
25.
Mhm. Then they put his case in a closed status because they needed additional information, so it won't keep on ticking on, but it stopped. They sent him something on 10/20 of 2025 saying, you know, we need some additional information, financial information. So the clock stopped until they got that financial information. Their first banking account information they got was on 12/23 of 2025. Their second two documents, one was a bank account and the other one was a miscellaneous mail. That's what they have it as. That came on 1/29 of 2026. So now that they have this information, we have to see what they are asking for next, or if they have everything, you know, they can make a decision on what he has been approved for.
And there isn't any notes that are not
notes
deemed,
or anything.
So they didn't even put the so they didn't put the default notification on what the request.
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, at least we know they have the bank statements and the financial explanation letter uploaded, and it's in Compass, correct?
It is at the county assistance office where they can review it, yes.
Yes, that's the conference, right. Thank you.
Yeah.
She called it a miscellaneous letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's how they uploaded it. They uploaded it on their end as miscellaneous letter. But the county assistance office do have your letter. And they have it uploaded on 1/29/2026, sir.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today? Do you have any other questions?
None for me. Mr. Stein, do you have any questions?
No, I don't
have any. All right, Mr. Stein, you stay on the line.
All right, thank you so much for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Please remember us here at Maximus. We support applicants with any complaints or grievances they may have during the application process. We may be following up with a survey call to ensure satisfaction with the visit. Exact hours of services are determined by the managed care organization after enrollment is completed. And please remember, the application process can take up to, in your case, 45 calendar days, because now the county assistance office do have your information. Would you like to do a customer service survey at this time?
No, that's all right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.